Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Here's some news that may make you think before you pop open a diet soft drink. Research from the University of Miami Miller Medical School suggests people who drink diet soft drinks on a daily basis may be at increased risk of suffering vascular events such as stroke and heart attack. But the researchers and their colleagues found regular soft drinks and a more moderate intake of diet soft drinks do not appear to be linked to a higher risk. Now, because of the obesity epidemic, artificially sweetened soft drinks are marketed as healthier alternatives to sugar-sweetened beverages, but long-term health consequences are unclear. They say their results suggest a potential association between daily diet soft drink consumption and vascular outcomes, and they add more research is needed before any conclusions can be reached about the potential health consequences of diet soft drinks. This was in the Journal of General Internal Medicine. And here's news about epilepsy. People with epilepsy may have a new high-tech way to manage hard-to-control seizures. A new implantable medical device that delivers responsive neurostimulation has been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The technology is designed to detect abnormal activity in the brain, respond, and deliver subtle levels of electrical stimulation to normalize brain activity before an individual experiences seizures. Here's Dr. Joseph Servin from Mayo Clinic.
It is a very state-of-the-art device that's implanted within the skull but has electrodes that go into the brain. It has two functions. One of those functions is to basically detect abnormal electrical activity in the brain, and when it detects that abnormality, it actually can be programmed to send out an electrical signal to stop that seizure from occurring. The candidates for RNS are folks that aren't responding to medications. They may not be candidates for surgery, or surgery hasn't worked for them.
And finally, hip and vertebral fractures. You may have heard that these can be very dangerous for elderly people. It's well known that they can increase the risk of premature death, but not much has been known about the impact of other types of fractures. New Australian research shows that they may also increase the risk of death. Now, non-hip, non-vertebral fractures make up about 50% of all osteoporotic fractures. And while they're less severe than hip and vertebral fractures, they are potentially very serious and should be treated with bone-strengthening drugs to reduce the risk of further fracture. The study was published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.